Yud Menachemov, so Tisha B'Av Nidcha, Sunday the 14th of August, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Harnessing the Churban for Binyan.
Okay, Rishus HaRav. It's more like to see such Am Yisrael on a day and a fast day to come like this and to learn what we're allowed to learn. It's a more like a point, and I want to maybe address it a little bit. I'm a speaker, Am Yisrael. It's hard for us, obviously. We all probably have this struggle of connecting to the Churban, because it's something that we have not experienced, the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a city of blind people. It's supposed to get Ezra, that when the Bayis Sheni was built, it says, "V'rabim ha'kohanim v'askinim asher ru'u es ha'bayis rishon b'yisoidoi, zeh ha'bayis b'nehem bochim b'kol godol, v'rabim b'tru'a b'simcha l'adim kol." Meaning, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, which was only 70 years after the churban of Bayis Rishon, there was a very interesting phenomenon there, says the Pasuk in Ezra, that there were people crying and laughing. And those who were crying were those who were v'rabim ha'kohanim v'askenim asher ru'u es ha'bayis rishon boichim. They were crying. And the other ones, v'rabim b'simcha l'arim kol. So says Rashi there, v'rabim asher lo ru'u binyan rishon hayu smechim u'merim b'simcha. So only after 70 years, it's a pasuk in Ezra, that those who remembered Bayis Rishon were crying, and those who didn't were in euphoria. And that happened 70 years after Churban. So Kavachomer, what do we feel when it's 2,000 years later? So there's a limud zchus on Am Yisrael if they cannot connect 100% to the Churban. But let's nevertheless try a little bit to understand, in the short time that we have, what we lost and how could we learn from it. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Aleph Sif Gimel, Ra'ui l'kol yireh shamayim shiyeh meitzer v'doeg al churban Beis HaMikdash. It's appropriate for every yireh shamayim that yeh meitzer v'doeg. We'll try to figure out afterwards the two lashonos, which means he should be worried on churban Beis HaMikdash. Why is it a din yireh shamayim? A yireh shamayim should be meitzer v'doeg. So maybe Rabbi Yisrael could say, it says, k'mitzion teitze soira, right? And the Tosfos Bavli says, "Lefi shaya ro'eh kedusha gdola." Why mitzvah tetz Torah? If someone comes to Beis Hamikdash and he would see a big kedusha, the Kohanim oiskim ba'avoda, haya mechaven libo liyiras shemaim ve'oisik b'Torah. The Tosfos says, "What's the question? Kmitzvah tetz Torah? What does it mean? Kmitzvah tetz Torah? That if, when people would go to see and they would see the Beis Hamikdash functioning, it would be a big boost to yiras shemaim. Haya mechaven libo liyiras shemaim." Looking at the Beis HaMikdash added a lot of Yiras Shamayim. That's what Tosfos says in Moreh Basra and Daf Kaf Aleph. Maybe that's why Ra'oi L'chol Yiras Shamayim, meaning if we would have seen it, it would have been such a different the Hashpa. And obviously, unfortunately, we don't have that today. Rabban Kotler writes in his Sefer Mishnas Aaron, Yadua Mishara Tagra, whoever saw the Goyin learning, Hayam Chazik Mo'od Ilmot Torah, וידוע בבירור כמי שראה או יסור מספלן. If someone saw the going davening or learning, היה מתאר בליבו רגש קודש וחיזו גודל בתפילה לשונים רבויס. So Rav Aaron Kotler, who saw people who lived in the time of the going, he saw a few of them, said that whoever saw the going just davening or learning Torah got from it a gavaldike chizuk. That's what Rabban Kotler writes. So if people would have seen the Goyen, they got tremendous chizuk. Al achas kam v'kama, if we would have seen the Beis HaMikdash. So that's just to bring out this nekuda. What are we missing? We're missing something that would have given us a tremendous chizuk in Yiras Shamayim and in Torah. Rabbi, so we all know the Maisa with Yosef Meshisa and the Precious Rabbits brought down the Medrash. What does it say there? B'sha'ash shibikshu soinim li'ikonis la'arabayis, omu yikonis mehem. A yid should go inside to Kodesh HaKadoshim and to bring out something there. Omu loy, ul, umash toitzi yeshelcha. whatever you take out will be yours. Yosef Meshisa, Hoitzim Menorah Zav. Yosef Meshisa went in and took out the menorah. Amru Ein Darko Shel Hed Yot Ishtamesh Bezul. No, we don't want the menorah. You got to go and get something else. And he didn't want to go in the second time. As we all know. It says, Dai Sheichasti Le'elokai Pamachas. It's enough that I upset a Kodesh Boch that I went in one more time. I'm not going to go in again to get what you want. And it says in the Medrash that they tortured him in terrible tortures. And no, he didn't do it. He was Yosef Nishmasai. Asks the Ponovich Rav, what changed? He went just a few minutes ago, he did go in to get a menorah. And now he's not willing to go in no matter what, the terrible Yisroel that he suffered. How did he become a Baal Tshuva over 2 seconds? What changed? Answered the Ponovich Rav. Because you know why he changed? Because he saw the Beis HaMikdash. And when he entered the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw inside what's there, he couldn't go in again to do something which is against Am Yisrael. So basically, this is just giving us a glimpse of seeing something. If you see, look at the chizuk that we all got from seeing the Chofetz Chaim for 10 seconds. 11 seconds. We all like felt such a yisoyimus. So if we would have seen a functioning Beis HaMikdash, it would have brought out the best out of us. And unfortunately, we don't have that now. Okay. Good. The Yaros Dvash, Rabbi Yonis and Ebershit says, HaDorech al Ritzpat Beis HaMikdash Yasig Chochma. If someone would step on the floor of Beis HaMikdash, he would get Chochma V'Ruach HaKodesh. V'ayu Ro'im Asora Nisim Gluim L'Kulam. So it was a tremendous source of Chizuk, and Rabbi said, we don't have it today. And like I said, another opportunity, like just imagine if someone would come and tell you, a Yiddishkeit without Shabbos, a Yiddishkeit without Tefillin. You'd say, it's impossible. How could you have that? Well, we say Yiddishkeit without Beis HaMikdash, without Oilas Tamid, without Lechem Aponim, is exactly the same. We're born into it, but there's major parts of our Judaism which are missing, and we would have gotten tremendous, tremendous chizuk. Aliyah LeRegel, you can imagine what kind of euphoria and simcha was? Nobody said, if you're in Yerushalayim, if you ever were there in Leil Shavuos, and see how people walking to the Kotel in the middle of the night, what kind of chizuk it is. So Rabbi said, just to feel that there's something tremendous that we're missing, which would have helped all of us in our daily struggles, we don't have that now. But again, I'm sure Kodesh Baruch Hu's down the Kafschus, if we can't connect to it to its full power, because as I mentioned, the Pasuk in Ezra says that after 70 years, those who didn't see the bias were happy, and those who did were crying. So Rabbi said, what should we do? We have to metak, meitzah v'doeg means, so what do we do? What do we do? How do we rectify it? So we got to go back to the hanaga of the Ovis. Nachon Chaver. Rashi says in Pashas Vayera, it says in the Pasuk over there, Lo ta'asun ken la'ashem elokechem. We're supposed to break down all the idols and the mizbochas of the Avodah Zarah. Lo ta'asun ken la'ashem elokechem. Omar Rabbi Shmuel, v'chi yale b'daitcha sh'Yisrael noitzin ez ha'mizbeach? Do you think Am Yisrael, a Yid's going to take a hammer and chisel and break the Beis HaMikdash? You need a pasuk for that? Ela shelo ta'asu k'ma'aseim. Don't do like the ma'asim of the goyim. V'yigimu avonisechem, the Beis HaMikdash avonisechem li'charev. That's what Rashi says. Why does Rashi say Beis HaMikdash shel avonisechem? Who spoke about the others there? Again, shelo yigimu avonisechem, le'migdash avonisechem she'yischarev. Why are the others mentioned there? Which others? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Which others is Rashi referring to? And the pasuk, there's no mention there of others. So why did Rashi put it in? I looked at Rashi's source, the Sifri. It appears there also. Rashi is quoting the Sifri the way it should be. Why is it Mikdash of a second? But the Maral explains in Netzach Yisrael Perek Dalet, when we deviate from the derech of the others, we lose the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what happened in Bayis Rishon, that we stopped behaving like the others behaved. And therefore we lost the bayit. That's what Rashi means, the Mikdash Avisechem. So in principle, we got to get back our act together, of going back to Maisa Ovis. I want to address a few points, Rabbi Sai, which I think, there's 2 points here. Aleph, to try to rectify what brought down the Beis HaMikdash. But then there's another more, if you could say, happy on such a day of today, the fact that we are mourning is a sign that Beis HaMikdash will come back. Rabbi Sai, I want to read to you a hechav dover of the Netziv. he quotes a Tosefta, and he says like this: "Ve'oli l'dat shekamo b'chum b'ayis rishon sheya yikaro b'shul abadizah." Right? Kach chum ben sheni shegi al yedei sinas chinam ikar adover avas momon. They were into money. Chemdas momon. That's what caused the destruction of the sunken temple. Kedetani b'tosefta shalim menoches. I'll quote you the Tosefta in a minute. Umizeh higiu l'shvichas domim v'sinas chinam. The reason the sinas chinam is, they were all into making money. Zeh haya avas habetza bebayis sheni, v'adayin hu meraked b'neinu. Says the Netziv, and it's still a problem that we have. Chemdas momen avas betza. I'll read you the Tosefta that he's quoting. Yerushalayim binyan harishon mipnei machrova mipnei avodazor gilu bayis shvichas domim. אבל באחרונה, מיני בייס שני, מכירים אנו בהם שהיו עמלים מטוירה ובזהירים במייסוס, interesting, מייסוס, מפני מה גולו? מפני שאוי אבין הסמומן, וסוינין איש ישראל. אוי אבין הסמומן, חבר'ה. רבוי, so let's think about that. Is that something that we could a bit rectify? Of course, everyone has to make a parnasa. Of course, we have to put bread on the table. Of course, that's nothing wrong with that. But chemdas moment. If a family has a simcha, Baruch Hashem, we should all have simchas. And there's an engagement party. The daughter got engaged, Baruch Hashem, and they're having an engagement party at home. And there's two, and they have two sons. One's learning in yeshiva, and one's a lawyer. Who are they going to call home to help schlep the benches and prepare for the kiddush? Yeshiva Bachar or the lawyer? Do we have a suffix who will be the one to call home? They won't call home the lawyer. Why not? He's making money. The Yeshiva Bachar is learning Torah. That's okay. That's okay. He'll learn later. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. This is called Chemdas Moment. Chemdas Moment. It's not even a shaila. Of course the lawyer will stay home. But we're not going to ask the yeshiva bachar to come home and help. I mean, we'll ask the yeshiva bachar to come and help because he's not doing anything that important anyway. These are examples I could tell you the base that we have in Hasmonean. It's day in, day out, these examples. When it comes to money, everybody is, you know, you can't. It's money. How come you're not here today on time? I had to babysit for my siblings. What about the rest of the family? No, they're working. They're going to work. They make money. I'm just learning Torah. Not that important. A voice that's called Chemdas Moman. Chemdas Moman means that for some reason, when it comes to money, we all understand the importance. But when it comes to Torah, or something which is what David HaMelech said, Tovli Torah Spicha, it's a song, but it's not. It's a pasuk, but it's not. It's not our attitude in real life. I see it day in, day out. Chemdas moment. When it comes to all kinds of things, how do we gauge it? Through the prism of sometimes of money. When it comes to shiduchim, money. Money is important. That's important in the shidduch. Isn't it important to focus on the spouse and on the mindless money? Just imagine you choose a chavrusa based on money. You're learning in yeshiva, and you choose a chavrusa if he has money. Everybody would say, that's not there. How can you do that? But when it comes to shidduchim, we do it. Chemdas Moman is something, says the Netziv in the name of Tosefta, that's what destroyed Bayis Sheni. Va'adayin u'miraked b'neinu. Of course, a person's supposed to have chashivas for money also. Of course, tzaddikim amoinam chaviv aleim egufam. But it shouldn't become that we value people based on the money that they have. If he's a gvir, we look at him one way. If a big gvir enters the shul, a big talmud chacham enters the shul, another shnor, what is he collecting for? These are things, chevra, that we all are nichshol in, and we all have to think about. It says again in the Shulchan Aruch, a person should have kfiyas la Torah. It's brought down in Siman Kuf Madal that he should cancel the kfiyas, even though he thinks he's going to make a lot of money. That's what it's brought down Lalocha, not in Sefer Chassidus, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, Akvias. My boy said, once we'll overcome this Chemdas moment, we're going to get closer to Beis HaMikdash, because that's what destroyed it. They started hating each other, because it always ended up something with money. Okay, Rabbi say, but it's not only money. Let's go weiter. Sensitivity, sinas chinam, really means not caring so much about what another person feels. And sensitivity to another person is, I was told that once Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach was sitting on a bus and sat next to him, a woman, not lovish so much but sneers. What did he do? He didn't ask her, he didn't move to another chair, but he went off the bus. It wasn't the step they had to go off. He said, I don't want to embarrass her. She'll think that's the step they had to go off on. Sensitivity to feel that even if someone's not behaving the way you maybe think he should be behaving, but to have a sensitivity to his feelings. It said on Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, this I heard from a Talmud that was escorting him, they say the midas of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach came from his Rebbe, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. Those who knew Rabbi Zalman Meltzer say about him, he was the most perfect Baal Midas you could think of. And once he was going home, back from the yeshiva, and he didn't enter home. He was doing like circles around his home with the Talmud. And after a while, the Talmud mustered the courage and asked him, Rebbe, why aren't you going home? He says, because there's a maid, a cleaning woman upstairs that sings. And when I'm going to come up there, she'll stop singing. Because she knows Kol Isha. I don't want to stop her singing. So I'll wait another few more minutes and go on. So I'm just bringing examples of Gdolei Yisrael, that the sensitivity of, that is also the antidote, antithesis to Sinas Chinam. So what caused Sinas Chinam was Chemdas Momen, and we got to work on that. And Sinas Chinam itself is the lack of sensitivity, which is something also on the Kuda that we should be focusing on. Feeling what the other person feels. They say on the Kovner Rav that the yeshiva was once, there was a yeshiva bacher that was chapped by the authorities and they wanted to put him into court and then that means he'll go to jail for who knows long for some kind of nothing really. And the yeshiva of Yitzchak Elchanan was putting all the kuchas in the world to save and redeem this bacher. And then that morning, it so happens to be that he had a meeting with one of the supporters of the yeshiva and the bacher was... at that time was released. So someone came and told Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, opened and said, I'm sorry I'm interrupting in the middle of the meeting, but Beryl was released. Ooh, thank you for telling me. Yishkoyach. 3 minutes later came another bacher, not aware that the first one came and told him, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and told Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, knocked on the door, I'm sorry Rabbi for interrupting, but Beryl was released. Ooh, yishkoyach for telling me. 8 people came. Each one not aware of the other. And it could be, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan after the third or fourth could have said, okay, thank you, I know it already. Please tell the Olam that I know about it. Thank you, I'm in a very important meeting now. He didn't do that. He gave each one the feeling, you're the one that told me the Psura Taiva, while he's sitting in an important meeting for the yeshiva. So that's also, the two together, I guess the Chemdas moment wasn't there, and the sensitivity to others wasn't there. But Rabbi Yitzchak, the mere fact that we're here, is also a biggest raya that in Yetz Hashem we're going to see the Geula. The Maral, and as you know, his whole Sefer Netzach Yisrael has half speaking about Golus and Geula, and the other half is speaking, the first is Golus, and the other part is Geula. And he brings down the Gemara in Makis, up to Perek Kafei is the Golus part, and then from Perek Kavav to Perek Samach Gimel is the Geula part. And he brings down the famous Gemara in Maseches Makis, that Rabbi Lezer, that Tanoim and Rabbi Kibbe were going Baderach, and they heard the sound of Romi. Hitchilu hem boichim Rabbi Kibbe mesachek. Amru lo, lama ata mesachek? They asked him, what are you laughing about? Amar lem, lama ata boichim? Amru lo, goyim alalu yoshim betach v'shava v'hashket. The goyim are having such a ball. V'anu besedom ordenu nisrof v'esh v'lo nifke. Amar lem, so Rabbi Kibbe answered, l'kach ani mesachek. If those who transgress the will of Hashem are suffering so much, transgress the will of Hashem, how much more so we will one day? Shuv pam echad yoyim li Yerushalayim, kivan shegiu laharet sofim karu bigdem, כיוון שהגיעו להר הבית, ראו שועל יוצא מבית קודש קדשים. A fox is like a low animal coming out of Kodesh Kodashim. They started crying and Rabbi Kiva was laughing. אמרו לה, עקיבא, למה אתה משחק? אמר להם, מפני מה אתם בויכים? אמרו להם, מפני שכוסף עזר הקור ויומס, עכשיו נזכאים שואלים הלכו בו ולא נפגעה. אמר להם, לכך אני משחק, that's the reason why I'm laughing. תכתיב, העידי לי עדים נאמונים, מסעוריה, הכהן וצחריה בן יבחור, the two נבואס, וכי מה העניין אוריה אצל זכריה? אוריה במקדש ראשון, זכריה במקדש שני, אלא תולו הכוס הנבוסו של זכריה בנבוסו של אוריה. אוריה כסיב, לכן בגללכם ציון בחרשת, ובחורבן. ובזכריה כסיב, עוד ישו סקנים וסקנויס. עד שלא נסכמה נבוסו של אוריה, הישי מסיירה, השם לא תסכם נבוסו של זכריה. Now that the bad is happening, I see the good will happen as well. בידוע שתסכם נבוסו של זכריה. ובלוש את זה אמר לו, עקיבא נחמתנו, עקיבא נחמתנו. That's the end of the Gemara in Maseches Makos. So the Maral explains it. He says, what does it mean? What was the Nechama that Akiva gave him? So he's saying, the Yisoid, when something gets so destroyed, this now starts the new process. As long as there's something left over from the previous stage, it will prevent the new Havaya from happening. This is a Yisoid that the Rambam says, I want to read to you a Lashon that he says. ובזה יתורת שאלה גדולה מאוד. מאחר קורי יסבורך וישר לאלוקי עולם. הקדוש ברוך הוא called אלוקי עולם. How could you call הקדוש ברוך הוא אלוקי עולם when there's no more בית המקדש? That's a Rambam's question. He calls it שאלה גדולה מאוד. ואיך אפשר לומר כן, מאחר כי בית המקדש הוא עיקר פר עולם. כאשר הבית חורב בעווננו. So how could הקדוש ברוך הוא be called אלוקי עולם? When his home is not here anymore. That's what the Maral says, and he calls it Sheila Gdoila. Aber mipnei ki kol havaya yugdom la heder. Vivken heder beis amigdash usiba sabayosoi. Heder is the siba of havaya. When the seeds rot in the ground, that's when it will start blossoming and growing. As long as it doesn't rot, it's not there. The Gemara says in Maseches Truma, Daf Lamed Aleph, an egg, only when it rots totally, it can now become a new efrach. As long as the egg did not rot, it won't become a chick. You need the chorban, the heder, shows that will be, now we're preparing for the havaya. And this is a story that the Rambam repeats in the Sefer over and over again. And well, wait a second, the Chassam Sofer says, I'll just read you his lashon, the Chassam Sofer. Rabban Shel Yisrael, says the Chassam Sofer, כל המסעבל על ירושלים זויכה ורויה ושמחוסה. The Gemara in Tainis. ולמה לא אמרו בלושן עוסיד יסקה ויירה ושמחוסה? Why is it in the future tense? Why is it now? דהיני חזן אמרו שבתשע באב נקרא מועד. והיינו אומרים בו תחנון. It's called a מועד. What's the מועד if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? אך העניין כנתבנן. איך הייתה כזאת שזה קרוב לאלפיים שנה? The Some Service, it's close to 2,000 years. And we're even now closer to those 2,000 years, to the number 2,000. שכח לכל טוב, ועדיין לא נשכח זכר בית המקדש מאיתנו. How come we didn't forget the בית המקדש yet? מה שלא נמצא כן בכל אומה ולושן, compared to other nations. שנשכח זכם לא בחור זמן רב כזה כמונו, בני ישראל. What's up, Shad? An Italian, after three generations, comes to America. He's an American. He's not Italian anymore. He forgot his Italian roots. But the Yidden, don't forget it. What's up, Shad? After 2,000 years, we can still mourn and feel something. We should feel more, fine. But we feel something. What's up, Shad? How can we not forget it already? It's 2,000 years. V'tama dover, says the Chassam Sofer, Rabban Shel Yisrael. You know, when he got married to the daughter of the Rebbe Kiva Eiger, and he learned by the Rebbe Kiva Eiger for 1 year, the Rebbe Kiva Eiger said on him, Ruach HaKodesh Shofiyah Beves Midrashenu. That's what the Rebbe Kiva Eiger said to the Chassam Sofer. So let's see what this Ruach HaKodesh says. V'tama dover, ki zeu be'emet nechama gdoila, she'ein mekabim tanchumim alachai. If right, Yaakov Avinu didn't get nechama on Yosef because he was alive. Ma'ashenken mes, gzera she'ishtok achilulev. A mes is a gzera that he gets forgotten. Lachen kol ha'umot she'ein lehem takona lachzor lema she'nevad mehem. All the other nations don't have a chance to go back to what they had. It's a mess. Their past is a dead. לקח נשכח זכר העבר מפיהם. It's over. אבל אנו, בני ישראל, שמקווים ומצפים ליום שעתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לרד למטה ויסברו מטובוי. We know that it's going to come back one day. Al kein ein anu mekavlim tanchumim al achai. We do not receive any condolences on someone who's alive. Nimtza sheze ha'evel hu lanu nechama gdoila. The fact that we feel what we feel is the biggest raya that we have a great future ahead of us. Al kein tisha b'av hu lanu lemoed godol. Ki bo neda v'naskil she'atidim anu lachzor lekadmusenu kimeinu ureinu. וזהו שאמרו, כל המסעבר לירושלים, זכה מיד ורואה בנחמסה. So that's like what's not said in the future tense, rather than the present. The mere fact that Jews all over the world are now sitting on the floor, right? And having a different day than a regular day. Because 2,000 years ago, the Chuban happened, that in itself is the biggest raya that's going to happen, and the raya is already now and here and now. זכה ורואה בבניינה. In America, I'm an American, Memorial Day. It was because of those who died in the Civil War. It's not a sad day today in America. Today, Memorial Day is a day of fun. Parks, games, no one's sad. Because it's dead, it's over. And Am Yisrael, Rabbi say, what the Some Sefer is saying, we all know the story with Napoleon, right? Which is again, the same Yisrael. Right? I'll just repeat it. If those don't know, but it's a known thing. That Napoleon came to a shul on Tisha B'Av, and he saw Jews on the floor crying. He asked them, what happened? Our Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. Where? I could send my soldiers and help. Where did it happen? No, it happened a long time ago. When? 1,700 years ago. That's how you're crying on something that happened 1,700 years ago? Only people that remember their past have a future. That's what Napoleon said. I don't know what kind of guy was Napoleon, but he was probably a chacham. A chacham he was. And he's quoting this chazal, kol ha'mes'avel al Yerushalayim, zoyche v'roye b'simchasa. The mere fact that we're here on a fast day, and you didn't come to hear a shir, you're fasting. We don't feel so great now. Why are you coming to hear a shir? Because we want to connect to the day. But why? Go to sleep. What are you coming here for? Because the Yiddish and the Shema feel something. What do we feel? We know that we're going to go back. And we know that Mirtz Hashem, we're going to go back to Bayis Shlishi, and we'll see the Avoida, Kohanim b'Avoidasam, Levim b'Duchanam, Yisrael b'Ma'amadam, and it's all going to happen. They say, Rabbi Yisai, it's very nearby. They say it's nearby. And the Nesiyonos that we have today is all called Chevle Mashiach. They say before the Mashiach comes, it's like a string. Said the Kotz Rebbe, it's going to rock the rope. It's going to like shake violently, and only those who hold on strong won't fall. The Nisernes that we all that are today very, very matsui, it's just a raya. We're about to come to the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mocha Hashem Dima Mal Koponim. So basically after Chatzos, already the Avelus is a little bit less, and we could start looking into the future and understanding Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, who could connect to something which happened such a long time ago? I just want to say over what Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner once told me. I have another minute, 2 minutes, again. I'm sure those who come to my shiur already heard it, but I'll say it again. Menachem Begin, when he was the Prime Minister of Israel, he came to America and he did something that no Prime Minister did before or after. He met Gedolei Yisrael for the first 2 days. Those who remember it, in 1977, if you remember it. Why? We know that he was afraid of meeting President Carter, because he understood that President Carter doesn't like us that much, and he was afraid. And he wanted to get a bracha from Gedolei Yisrael before he meets President Carter. So he came to the room of the house of Reb Moshe Feinstein, and all Gedolei Yisrael were there. And then Menachem Begin came in. And then he spoke to them. He spoke to them in Yiddish. That's the language they understood. And then he had a private audience with each Gadol and spoke to each one about his expertise, so to speak. With Rabbi Yosher ben Soloveitchik, he spoke about Miu Yehudi. And then with Rav Huna Zatzal, he spoke about Yom HaShoah. And he asked Rav Huna, he says, I'd like to move Yom HaShoah to Tisha B'Av. Do you think it's a good idea? And Rav Huna told him, absolutely. That's the day. All the tzaras of Am Yisrael are on one day. In fact, Rav Huttner himself was against the terminology Shoah. He called it Churban. Churban Europa. That's what he called it. Purposely to connect it to Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. And he told Menachem Begin, the day that we sit and cry on the tzaras that came to us is Tisha B'Av. And Yom HaShoah should be on Tisha B'Av, without a doubt. The story goes on, then he came back to the Knesset, Menachem Begin, and he tried to move over Yom HaShoah to Tisha B'Av. So some Chavrat Knesset, who's not alive today, and wasn't too much a supportive of Yiddishkeit, said, Ma, Tatasem is a Yom Dati? What, do you want to make it a religious day? Nah. So it was kept, it's what till today, it's Yom Zionism. But just remember, that the real day for it is also today. And the shul that I done this morning, they had a special kina added. I don't know if all shuls did it, for that also. So today is the day to focus on all the suffering of Yidden, to try to rectify whatever caused it, and also just to get chizuk from the mere fact that we feel it. That means, Am Yisrael Chai. Okay, we'll stop here.